This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The United States and other frustrated mediators are calling on Israel and Hamas to resume Gaza talks. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The leaders of the United States, Egypt, and Qatar have jointly issued a statement today demanding that Israel and Hamas return to stalled talks next week on the war in Gaza. The statement says only the details of carrying out a ceasefire and hostage release remain to be negotiated, and that there is no further time to waste nor excuses from any party for further delay. On Thursday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said that on August 15th, Israel would send the negotiations team to a place still to be determined in order to finalize the details and implementation of a framework agreement. Critics of Netanyahu have accused him of slow-rolling the talks. Donna Warder, Washington.
Brazilian airliner Vopas says one of its passenger planes with 61 people aboard has crashed into a gated residential community in Brazil's Sao Paulo state Friday, killing all who were aboard. The airline earlier had reported that 62 people were aboard the flight that crashed in Venado, about 80 kilometers northwest of Sao Paulo, but later updated the number to 61. Russia has declared an emergency in its Kursk region after a surprise Ukrainian attack. AP correspondent Nyan Kim reports.
The Russian military is sending reinforcements to the western border town 4 days after the surprise Ukrainian operation, which appears to be Kyiv's biggest attack on Russian soil since the war began. Emergency shelters have been set up, with food, diapers and other supplies being sent to Kursk. Meanwhile, Ukrainian emergency services are cleaning up a shopping mall, which was hit by a Russian missile in the middle of the day. At least 12 people were killed. It's the second major strike on the town of Kostya-Tinivka in the eastern Donetsk region in almost a year. I'm Nayan